a few pounds, plus armor occasionally, glared over his shoulder. I told the beast, "It's only for a little ways, I promise." The old division and some of Lady's troops had moved into camp below the Shadow Gate. Tensions were obvious as we rode in. A lot of faces were less than friendly. These were men who'd stayed with the company mainly because their chances of survival were better with us than away from us. Twilight wasn't far off, though, so no one was inclined to belligerence. I decided not to tell anybody why I'd brought the standard. Word spread fast. Company brothers came out to see if there was anything special in the wind. I ran into people I hadn't seen for months. Some, even whom I hadn't seen since we'd left Taglios. Sindawe and Isi appeared. They thought something big had to be up since I had come out of my hole. I could see how they might have gotten that odd notion. My job had kept me close to smoke for a long time. Ochiba materialized. He and the other two Nar were the senior officers outside the Shadow Gate. All the most senior Taglians had deserted. They'd respected their obligations to their prince. I suspected they would regret choosing to maintain their honor, if they hadn't done so already, last night. Sindawe caught the stallion's reins. Taide and I dismounted. Everybody waited for me to say something. I just shrugged. I pulled my pants away from my burning thigh. Riding had been no improvement, just as I had predicted. "Don't ask me why I'm here. The old man said to come, so I came. What he's up to is his secret."
"So what else is new?" Big Bucket asked. "He ever does say what's what, nobody will believe him."
I glanced around. The ground there was harder than it was back across the way. It was also drier. Most of the shelters, therefore, were above ground. The camp gave poverty and squalor a bad name. I saw the ensigns and pennons of battalions that had, a year ago, been renowned for their spit and polish. I asked, "Is morale really this bad?"
"It is over here."
"From what I hear, the new division suffered fewer casualties than anybody last night." Sindawi observed,
"You've been in this business most of your life, Standard Bearer. You know morale can have little to do with the facts of a situation. Perceptions are more critical."
"Absolutely. People want to believe what they want to believe, good, bad, or indifferent, and don't confuse them with facts." I said, "We maybe shouldn't mention it to these guys, but I think he expects to head on up there soon." Bucket glared up the unwelcoming slope.
"You're shitting me.
You didn't believe him when he said that's where we're going? He's never made a secret of the fact that we're headed for Katovar. It's what we've been doing since we left the Barrowland. Half a lifetime ago, it seemed, before he ever joined up." Grimly, Isi observed,
"I don't think you'll find anyone here who actually believed we'd get this far."
And he hadn't been with the company as long as Bucket had. Isi was not exaggerating. "I don't think anyone but the old man ever really believed in Katovar. The rest of us went along because we had nowhere else to go and nothing else to do but follow the standard. Every day was a gift of sorts, and did not much matter where the long night caught up." I said, "The last human obstacle went down last night. Lady has Long Shadow wrapped up like a birthday present." I glanced around again. Everywhere I looked, men were hard at work. It was